Ange Lavoie-Pierre, which, can I just say, that is one of the best names I have heard in such a long time, is the co-host of the ABC's daily news podcast, The Signal, and has been a reporter in the ABC's Sydney newsroom since about 2008. But on top of being a great reporter, Ange is really funny. She has a show in this year's Sydney Comedy Festival called Zealot, and it's running from the 22nd of April to the 24th. Ange joins us now. How are you?
Oh, mate, pretty good considering, like, I'm one day out from opening the show.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
That is my question for you, because reporting a news story, so you're no stranger to being behind the mic, right? But I imagine it's insanely different to doing stand-up comedy. Tell us about the first time you were up on stage doing comedy.
Oh, I got G'd up into it. I kind of... I've been given too long to do a story at the ABC. I shouldn't say that, but I'd had like a lot of time to do this story and was kind of not enjoying it. I think it was about like higher education policy, and I was really stalled and I was stuck in this studio, and I just found myself writing down jokes. Anyway, my first time getting up on stage was at Mic in Hand, which is a really old room in Sydney over at Glebe, and The Friend in Hand. And I had the best time. It's kind of like, you know, after that I was a bit hooked. You know, you almost don't want to win the first time you play the pokies, because it's like, I'm in trouble, aren't I?
Yeah, it was really quite
jarring at first to kind of be, because you get up on stage and you talk about all sorts of things, really. I mean, you know, this show's about religion, but you know, you talk about sex, you talk about, you know, all kinds of things. Don't want to sort of sully breakfast radio by listing them all, but it was definitely a big gear shift from being like a serious ABC reporter to being in front of a microphone and saying what was really in your head.
Yeah. Now tell us about Zealot, because I don't want to say it's about your spiritual demise. Maybe it's about your spiritual journey.
It is about my spiritual journey, for want of a better term. It was kind of the genesis of the show is that I had this conversion experience when I was 10 years old and became quite suddenly this very evangelical Christian, which is just a weird fit for a 10-year-old. And it's sort of about my journey in and out of Christian evangelism, and then, you know, taking some other stops along the way. So it's kind of about religion in general. You know, the show has got, like, you know, Krampus the Christmas demon in it. It's got the blue Google Maps dot. So it's like very serious subject matter and, you know, quite a personal story of mine. But, you know, I've taken a deeply silly approach to the whole thing as well.
Nice. Okay, cool. And where can we catch you?
Oh, so from tomorrow night, so Thursday night, Friday night and Saturday night at the Factory Theatre at 6:50 p.m. There are still some tickets on sale for all three nights.
Awesome. And one last question before I let you go on your morning. What's your pre-show prep? Is it like a few tequila slammers, or is it more a bit of incense? Like,
I've rediscovered, I've weirdly got like been listening to the Whitlams lately as a pre-show
ritual.
It really varies, but there's a song called Royal in the Afternoon, which I have no idea why, but it's just like hitting the spot for me at the moment. It's massively daggy. I'm like, I am cooler than that, but that is my pre-show ritual at the moment.
Oh my God, I love it. Ange Lavoie-Pierre, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, and all the best with Zealot over the Sydney Comedy Festival.
Thanks, Zoe.